You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Fairhope City Councilman Corey Martin.
Good morning.
Good morning, Corey.
Good morning. How are you doing, Lori?
You're technically good, thank you.
Good.
Technically, you are going to be Fairhope City Council President.
That is correct.
After the first item of action on tonight's agenda.
That is correct.
And tell us what the president does, and there's a slight salary difference in order for that to happen?
Yeah, I think it's like $100. But it's slight, yeah. Not much with that. That's not really what it's all about. Council president is kind of just like, as far as procedure, he's kind of the chairman of the meeting and runs the meeting and kind of is the lead guy in the business that comes into the agenda. So. Now, any council has the ability to put something on the agenda. It takes two, but the council president can put something or take it off without the two council.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you officially run the meeting.
And you officially run the meeting.
Okay. And then there's also going to be a council president pro tem.
Council president pro tem is the person that is next to the council president. If something goes wrong with the council president can't perform, then the council pro tem steps up into that place or position. Also can take over as mayor and other things of that nature as well. So, Jack would be the guy.
Okay.
Jack would be up next.
Very
good. As far as council pro tem.
Okay. Let's start with the work session. Am I reading this correct? Is this a 3:30 work session instead of 4:30 today?
Yeah, at 3:30 or 3 o'clock. Does it say 3:30?
3:30.
I thought it was 3 o'clock, so it's a little bit later than what I thought. It's a lot. I think the biggest thing is on the work session is the historical preservation. We will be reviewing that and the law of it and trying to create a constitution for that particular preservation. So we'll come in and talk with the lawyers about the legalities, and the historical preservation committee will be there and trying to iron out how we create this particular body.
Which is a historic preservation ordinance.
Yes.
It comes up every few years and is squashed back down. So we'll see what happens this time.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever gotten to this point to where we actually created an ordinance legally, a legal instrument that we created as far as a constitution or something that we can go by as far as the structure of the organization. So this is precedent set. So it's getting further and further. It takes time. You know, Fairhope is only 126, 127 years. You know, a lot of people thought that a historical preservation was too soon for such an early city as far as the years, you know, and that's a myth. You know, you only need 50 years in honesty to be a historical preservation. And we have going on 200, close to 150, you know, approximating. So, we have enough time in, so it's a good time. Plus, we got a lot of houses that are being demolished and things that people are putting a 30,000 viewpoint and marking houses and demolishing them, and we want to try to keep some of the history that we have.
When you say we've never gotten this far with an ordinance, you mean it has been drafted, but it has not been passed yet into a resolution, right?
As far as my due diligence and me being a part of the research and looking back at this, they've had thoughts of an ordinance, but it has never gotten to the council or to a work session to where we were actually into legal hands, to where we were reviewing it and trying to put it in legal terms to make sure that that we had all our ducks in a row. I think they've had something written, but not to this extent where we've given it to our legal body to actually review it and organize it and make sure that we were under the law.
Okay, very good. Also on the work session, which is starting at 3:30 today instead of 4:30, is discussion on City Council rules of procedure. I notice a difference in the agenda and in the arrangement or placement of some items. Is that what this is?
Yeah, this is just Robert's rules. We're just, we've rearranged the agenda for aesthetics and also for courtesy for citizens that come in with business that's where it's not city business as far as the operations is concerned. It more concerns things, donations and
street requests, liquor licenses,
things of that nature that involve the citizens themselves. So we don't want to continue to make them wait. And what we've been doing, what we've seen a pattern wise, when they come in and we see them back there, we're like, oh, Mrs. Johnson is back. Let's just suspend the rules and allow Mrs. Johnson. And let them come up to the front. So instead of continuing to suspend the rules, we'll actually create the Roberts rules in a organized fashion and an ordinance to where we don't have to continue to work in that particular nature.
And it makes sense because they're there for that one thing only, and they've got to sit through the whole meeting unless you suspend the rules.
And then maybe 40 items on the agenda. You never know. Okay. So, yeah.
All right. You have a report of the mayor. Is there anything on that you want to mention here or save it for tonight?
Well, I don't have anything from her as far as the report of the mayor. I'll let her do that tonight.
Okay. All right. And she'll do that for us tomorrow here on the air, as the mayor generally joins us the Tuesday following the council meeting. Well, let's move on to page 2, a resolution to approve the procurement of the NeoGov Human Resources Management Suit for $13,600. What is that? Just a program, a computer program?
This is just a computer program for a particular application that we've been using. I think it's called SAPA, some an acronym of that. So they use this to procure items, and they use it also for human resource. So this is our new human resource director that is asking for this particular request.
Okay. Next is hiring a new purchasing agent, as the current one will be retiring in December.
Yeah, this is typical standard. What we do is we create a temporary job in order for the person that's retiring to give mentorship to the person that's coming on. Mm-hmm. So they're not just coming into a job where they're naked as far as knowledge is concerned.
That's good.
Yeah.
Approving the selection of Gresham Smith for professional engineering services, section street resurfacing in the Central Business District.
This is RFQ. Yeah, we put a bid out. It's professional services. What it looks like, Richard is trying to resurface or pave and restripe the Central Business District from, I think he said, Bayou to Fails, I believe is the direction that mm-hmm. we'll be doing. A couple of questions that I saw, and I'll ask them tonight, is one as far as ADA and some of the things that they have in their scope that we have to ask about, that we're concerned about it. We have to ask those questions tonight, but we will, and we'll make sure that we do it correctly, and to see whether we're going to do the ADA or will we add that to the price, or all of those kind of questions I have as far as tonight's concerned.
Okay. We also have approving the selection of Watershed for professional architecture and engineering services for an RFQ for a nature center building rehabilitation.
This is the Triangle property. There is a particular organization that donated this particular house. It sits right off of old 98.
Yeah, the right house there. Count right,
right
in the,
before
in
the bridge.
In yep. the bottom, uh-huh. right? Yep. Right before you turn on 104. There?
No. Section, the clock, mm-hmm. St. Okay. James, you know, take a left down, set, going to mm-hmm. Scenic 98. And before you get to the bridge, it's to your right. It's okay. back in the trail. It's on the property of the Triangle property.
I see.
Yes. Okay. So it's an old house that's been there.
So it came. Okay. Okay.
And it was donated by a particular organization, and I forgive me for not remembering that organization's name. I'll let the mayor remind you of that organization. I don't want to call the name out wrong, but and so what we've decided to do was make it into a learning center, a nature center, a housing, offices, classrooms. And things of that nature. What I want to know is, since we have Watershed doing it, will it be a living house? Meaning, will it recycle the water? Will it do all those things, which would be really, really cool? Kind of like what Gulf Shores did to their nature park down there in Gulf Shores.
Okay, interesting question.
Yeah.
We have another RFQ, professional engineering services for a force sewer main upgrade, authorizing mayor to negotiate fee. We don't have a price yet on those.
Right? What agenda item are you speaking
of? Number 18. 17. Oh, 17. Let me back up, though.
Okay.
17 is to reject the bids for the Fairhope Working Waterfront and Green Space Project, which was a big deal and a lot of money. With a grant, what would happen to the grant if we reject the bids? What's happening there? 17.
Yeah, so 17, this is the background information on this is there, you know, Richard Johnson has requested a contractor for the restoration and new construction of the I think it's the parking lot is what we're talking about, the Fairhope Municipal Pier parking lot, park, waterfront, and pier. So yeah, so it's all of it. You're right. So I don't know what's going on here. Usually when we reject a bid, either someone came in too high and we didn't like that price as far as the cost of it, it doesn't really say why we rejected the bid at this particular time, it looks like we're rolling with another company, which is Rollin Construction Inc.
Okay. All right. Well, likely to save money, but we'll find
out.
Yes,
most likely is to save money. That's exactly
y'all
right.
We'll talk about that.
We'll talk about it. Yeah. Yeah. And I haven't talked to Richard or the mayor about this exactly.
Turn into page 3, resolution number 20. The city of Fairhope approves the procurement of inventory water meters for the water department. The cost will not exceed $500,000. How many water meters are they? How much do they cost?
I have no idea. This is a question that we'll have to ask. You know, we've bought meters before, and meters are very, very expensive. They are.
And they've been on short supply.
They've been on short supply. We sometimes are able to get, and we're growing, you know, consistently growing. I'll have to ask, you know, what we're doing here. Are we replacing? Are we getting new meters and replacing old meters? Or are these all new meters that need to go out into our particular city? So those are questions that I have to ask.
Okay. All right. Well, with all the growth, we'll presume there was certainly a lot of new meters involved. Yeah. But we'll find out the facts tonight during the meeting, which, by the way, folks, you can watch the Fairhope City Council work session and meetings live as they happen on the City of Fairhope's YouTube channel, or later you can pull it up and watch it as well. We also have procurement of materials for the County Road 33 water main upgrade, a little more reasonable number of $63,000. But folks, you keep trying to emphasize the water capacity will be increasing, and you know we are keeping up with the growth, and there's two big numbers to show it, right?
Yes. Which number are you on, Lori?
21 was the County Road 33 water main upgrade.
Yeah, this has been going on. This is just another upgrade. This is a part, I think we're, I think this is the procurement of the materials for that particular upgrade that's going on that we already knew about as far as our capacity and creating new wells on County Road 33.
All right, let's skip to 24. To award a bid, U.S. 31 widening gas main relocation for a bid proposed not to exceed $588,000.
Yeah, and I think this is a, I think we get reimbursed on this particular project. I think the county or ALDOT is involved in this, if I remember correctly, when we were having some meetings with the utility guys. So I think we get either a shared cost on this or all of it back, if I remember correctly.
All right. We'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
Number 26, the city council authorizes the mayor to execute the intergovernmental agreement establishing the South Alabama Purchasing Association and to participate in its membership. This sounds like something where municipalities, kind of like when y'all would buy from other cities or their surplus, this sounds like almost like a marketplace for municipalities to, you know, to be able to get products and items they need.
Yes, this is what this is. I think the different municipalities and governments pay into this particular system as a unit so they can lower costs and get it in bulk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, number 27 is a long one. The City of Fairhope declares its official intent to allocate a portion of the proceeds of the warrants to reimburse the general fund of the city for expenditures incurred after the date that is no more than 60 days prior to the date of the adoption of this resolution, but prior to the issue of the warrants in connection with acquisition, provision, equipping, and construction of the improvements. This is being adopted pursuant requirements of the IRS as amended.
Yeah, so
what did that mean?
So this is a way that our accounting institution can, whenever we are doing a particular project, we can go and replace funds in the general fund or GO. When we have a line of credit that we've paid an invoice, we can put money back into our general fund and vice versa. You know, mm-hmm. we're moving monies around and to do it correctly as far as IRS is concerned.
Okay. It sounded a little more complicated than it was, but that's,
yeah,
that's the government for you.
That's
IRS,
the basics,
right?
Of it, yes. Yes, it's a way to pay bills and kind of move money around.
Number 29, that the City of Fairhope named the property known as the Triangle the Flying Creek Nature Preserve. Is that a typo? Is it Fly Creek Nature Preserve or Flying
Creek? I think it's Flying Creek, from what I understand. We'll talk about that as well, and I'll ask that question again, Lori, but I think it's Flying Creek Nature Reserve. Okay. It was trying to separate itself from Fly Creek. So I think that's the little twist on it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And that's anything else on the agendas that you want to mention? Then we can talk about a couple things not on the agenda.
Well, one of the things is, if you see, we've created a contract for the airport. It looks like we'll talk about loaning the airport $600,000 with a interest rate as far as what we have. I think it's like 4.7 up to 4.5. And if it goes below, then they'll pay half of the difference. And then if it goes above, they'll stay at the 5.5% to pay us back. First 19 or 18 months, they'll pay interest only. It's just a way to kind of help the airport continue to get on its feet to where we can kind of wean the airport off of our off the payroll, the tax payroll from the citizens, and they'll be on their own. The projections from the airport look really, really good, and they should be flying, and no pun intended, and on their feet soon here to where they're actually creating revenue for the city, which is what we want.
Currently, the city has been providing $450,000 a year.
It's been up to $500,000. It was a pretty bad deal that we made as far as that land over there outside the fence, you know. And we've gone down to $320,000 at this point, I believe it is.
And so will this loan replace that? I don't see wording that says
no, the loan doesn't. The loan does not replace that. This is an entity on its own. What we would do is we'll decrease the amount, slowly decrease the amount that we're giving them as far as what we're offering them from taxpayer dollars until they're weaned off. And then they'll have to pay us over the next 10 years this particular thing back as well.
Okay. We're speaking with Fairhope City Councilman Corey Martin, who will be elected as the new council president tonight at the city council meeting at 6 p.m. in council chambers. If you're joining us late, the work session is starting at 3:30 instead of 4:30 because of a discussion, especially on the historic preservation ordinance. And off of the agenda, we are down to the wire for the tree lighting on Thursday night and the former Clock Corner, now Gaston Plaza.
I'm hoping we're going to make it. I thought we would be there by now, but you know, they opened that, they looked at the wiring down there. I think that was a little bit of a setback, the wiring as far as the traffic lights and the clock lights, and it was a mess down there. You know, it's kind of like when you tear down an old wall, you never find something that you like, you know, as far as a house is concerned, and that's what it was. So they had to go in and kind of do a lot of the rewiring down there, so I think that kind of held us up a little bit, but I think they're working hard, and I'm praying that we make the deadline. I know the trees will be up, but the clock corner, I'm hoping it'll be ready as well.
Yeah, the lights are looking good.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm sure in some form or another, the corner will be open.
Some form, hopefully safety. Yeah,
and let's hope the rain doesn't cause an issue. I think it's supposed to be out by then. I hope so.
We're praying.
What else is going on that you would like to? We haven't heard anything about. Well, in 2 weeks, I asked the question 2 weeks ago when y'all were here. Yeah. How are we doing on water usage? Even though it's been dry as a bone, it hadn't been as hot. The mayor said we'd been hovering around that 7 million gallon mark.
Yeah, we've been
really
hovering
good.
Around. She sent a report out recently, and we've only been, you're right, she's exactly correct. It's been about 7.4, 7.2, you know, million gallons. So we're staying pretty consistent. We need more water access, more capacity. That's known, you know, and we're working on it. We just got to get, you know, wells in the ground and pipe in the ground to facilitate that, you know, and we're working on that. So
yeah, some of it on the agenda for tonight's meeting. Absolutely.
So, you know, and we're also working on the wastewater plant, and you know, I ask questions to the company that we're pursuing as far as our wastewater plant and upgrading our wastewater plant. Could they use some of the reuse, you know, in particular areas where we kind of gather what we get back in stormwater and put it in particular places where they call purple pipe and other places. And so it's many, many options as far as water conservation and how we think about and use the resource of water that we have and not be so vain about our waters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Corey.
Yes, ma'am. Anytime.
Always a pleasure. Appreciate your time.
Yes, ma'am.
Fairhope City Council, therefore the council joins me generally the second and fourth Monday of each month, and Mayor Sherry Sullivan is scheduled to be here tomorrow. If you